Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Commissioner Casey Hopes. And, you know, we always like to bring Casey in once a month, just kind of get an idea of what's going on in Carbon County. And this one is going to be kind of a year-end wrap-up. We're going to talk about, first, we always like to find out how things are going in Carbon County. Then we're going to talk about maybe some wins in 2022 for the county and things to come in 2023. Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
It's great to be here. Thanks again for letting me come in.
Anytime. So let's dive right in and talk about how are things in Carbon County, where we're sitting.
You know, coming out of the pandemic and everything, I have to be pretty optimistic. Not everything is roses and unicorns and butterflies, but we really have some really good things going on in our community. We got the solar company that came in. They're planning on doing another phase. IE is continuing to add employees and grow their business. We have some other businesses in the community that are expanding and growing. And we have some companies from outside the area that are looking to bring some pretty impactful projects here. But they all take time to develop and put their funding packages together. But I see a positive outcome moving forward.
All right. So, and as we dive right in, let's talk about maybe, you know what, some of the wins from this past year, from 2022, some of the things that went right with Carbon County this year.
So I think I talked about some of them, the solar company coming in. Another big win is the railroad got all of their permits. We're just waiting on one permit. It's been submitted or it's close to being submitted to the BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs. The Santa Fe Energy Research is a big deal for our area. We're still working, although we didn't get the funding from the Build Back Better, we're still working with the aviation campus to continue to help USU to build out their flight program here. There's just a lot of good things like that that are happening. Our partnerships between the city and the state and Emory County and everything is just going really well.
And they're all starting to gel and come together. And one, let's spend just a little bit more time, not a lot though, on the Santa Fe Energy Research Center. This is going to be a big boon once it gets up and rolling for not just Emory County, but for Carbon County as well, correct?
Absolutely. It really brings some investment into our area in general. The research that will be done there will bring possibly the opportunity to bring businesses that would locate because of the work that they're doing. They're doing research into molten salts, nuclear technology, and Rocky Mountain Power already announced that they're looking at everywhere that already generates power to put some of these modular nuclear power plants. So that bodes good for us, and with that research center, it helps to maybe bring some of those jobs to our community.
One hand in the other. And then the other one that's always big that we seem to want to talk about all the time is building that aviation program through USU Eastern. And USU had a great aviation program, and they just kind of added on to it here. And trying to build up that aviation program out there, it would be huge for our area as well, another thing.
Absolutely. If we can figure out the funding, so they already do the flight training there. If we can figure out the mechanics, the A&P courses there, and get them some space to offer that class, they're already booked out in Logan. They need room to expand. And the future is if we can get some of those A&P mechanics to like the area, they're going to build a shop here. They're going to start repairing other people's planes. This could be a destination for planes to come in, get fixed, get their service work done, because we have now mechanics that are out of Price, Utah that can do that type of work.
That are trained and everything. And another thing that we talked about with the that type of mechanic work is the propulsion part of it. And a lot of that goes, I was talking, I believe it was Price City Mayor Corianis was talking about the fact that a lot of the people that learned that propulsion work, if they were to ever turn the Hunter plant or the Huntington plant into a natural gas type facility, that kind of equates really well with that as well. So there's another thing.
Absolutely. The turbine engines, it already equates to what they're doing at Huntington and Hunter. Any one of those turbine engines, that job is very specific to that AMP course.
So we've got that we just went through, and you know what? It's another great thing to keep pressing forward with. And then let's wrap up with just maybe some things that we're looking forward to in 2023.
I think 2023, I think we can continue to be optimistic about our future with the companies that are looking at our area. The movement that we're seeing on the railroad and IE continuing to build out. They've got contracts into the future, so they're looking really stable. Other businesses that are in our community that continue to grow and find ways to diversify their portfolios. There's really a lot of good things happening in our area.
All right, and before we let you go, I'll give you some time and just kind of let you put a season's greetings out there and do all that before we let you get out of here.
Well, thanks. Just quickly before a season's greeting is make sure you're watching out for your elderly neighbors. This is that time of year where they need a little more help than they do in the summertime, so make sure that we're watching out for them, and Merry Christmas. So this is a wonderful time of year.
It really is. Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for taking the time out to come in and talk with us today. We appreciate it, and we're going to let you get back to it, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.